Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. With Thanksgiving a week and a half away, it's time to start thinking about some of the elements of the meal. This is one of the few times during the year that we are most likely to serve our principal protein, which is usually a turkey, with stuffing. Mm. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, a lot of people have their own family recipes for stuffing. They follow them year after year.
Sure.
But it's a good time to be adventurous. So what we're going to do is deconstruct the whole idea and show you how you can mix and match.
Of course. I think it's great.
Jerry, lately there's been a lot of concern about stuffing, whether you should have it in the bird or cook it separately. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, the concern is that the bird cooks before the stuffing gets hot enough to sort of cook out any in bacteria or anything that be issue mm-hmm. in the turkey. I think the two things you want to do is when you're going to stuff the bird, make sure that the stuffing's at room temperature. Mm-hmm. Don't make the stuffing ahead of time, put it in the fridge. And then stuff it cold into the bird and put the bird in the oven because it takes too long for the inside of that stuffing to get up to temperature. And when I'm talking about up to temperature, I mean over 140 degrees. So if you've got a meat thermometer and you're cooking your turkey and you think you're done, you need to stick that into the center of the stuffing.
Right.
And make sure that the stuffing registers over 140 degrees. Because once you're over 140 degrees, you've killed any issues, any bacteria or anything that might be a problem. And then it's completely safe. What happens is the bird's done and the stuffing's still kind of warm in the middle. When it's warm, that's like a petri dish for things to grow, and you don't want that.
Right. Let's talk about stuffing. The purpose is, I think, to absorb all those great juices in there and offer kind of a nice starchy complement to the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing they always have in common is there is some sort of a major starch, usually bread or a variation of bread like croutons or crackers.
Right.
Rice works very well, though. And it's a nice starch. You can rice potatoes if you want to.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some recipes a call for dumplings.
Uh-huh.
And the point is you need to have some starch.
I'm like a brioche bread guy.
I couldn't agree more.
That's just it's got the perfect consistency of absorbent but not dense.
That's right.
Which
that's
I
right.
like.
So it's light and it works with so many things.
Right.
Some of the things that you're going to want to work with are all sorts of spices.
Of course.
There's herbs, there's vegetables, there's fruits, and there's other meats that you can work into the recipe.
Uh-huh.
I think the trick is to go for harmonious flavors. And in this case, simpler is usually better. You don't want to have 10 ingredients in your stuffing.
Right.
And nothing should be dominating. I think...
time of year, I always put oysters in it, but that's my preference.
No, that's a good one because there is room for some unexpected things like oysters or some mushrooms.
I mean, they're you know, everyone knows it's a good time of year to be
that's
eating
right.
oysters, and
that's
they're just
right.
really delicious. And they, too, cook nicely over 140 degrees, so they're perfect in stuffing.
Something that I've worked with in the past that I loved were our steamed chestnuts.
Oh, yeah.
Or boiled chestnuts.
I like the nutty component. Even things like walnuts are great.
Mm-hmm.
Walnut sage are a great combo. They're good together.
This is the one time of year you really need to have your sage ready to go.
Yeah, and it's still like going crazy in the garden. I mean, it doesn't die till way later in the year.
It's also a good time for fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And apple slices in your stuffing is just it's a great idea.
Apples are a lovely compliment.
Tons of apples are still out there available. Mm-hmm. From our Maryland orchards.
Yeah.
And dried fruit, like dried apricots, for instance,
really
work well.
You want to hydrate them first, though,
mm-hmm.
in something like wine or something that's fun, because they're going to be too dry.
Don't expect the turkey juice to do the job for you.
Correct, they will not.
That's right. So I think what people should do is just, you know, start with the bread and then have a few of your favorite herbs and spices and then a few things, maybe a type of sausage or something and a little bit of fruit or a nut to go in.
Perfect.
It. Make your own.
Yeah.
Have a lot of fun with it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.